Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice is back. Long time since we've done a show. And this is show 70, and we are almost, but not quite, to our two-year anniversary of doing the best Madden radio anywhere, quite frankly. And what makes it great, it's not me. It's you guys. It's your participation. It's your dedication. I appreciate, all the emails and messages I get. When are we coming back? You know, Commish T, when are we doing another Madden Voice? You know, what's going on? I need my fix. I haven't heard you guys in a while. And, you know, I appreciate that. It really does. It makes me feel like we're still relevant, and that's what we want to be. And if we can't be relevant, then we won't do a show. And the only reason we don't do more shows is we really want to make sure if we do a show, there's something to talk about. We don't really care to just be on every week, hear the same old same. We want to keep it fresh, new content, new guests, and be very responsive to what's going on in the Madden community. Speaking of the Madden community, unless you live in a cave or something, you know that we are fresh off of the first MLG Madden Finals. And the next stage in the EA Sports Series Challenge, as MLG now manages that, and we had the finals last week, and the finals were held down in Miami for Super Bowl weekend, and I was not there, unfortunately, and wish I was, but certainly there were enough people from the Madden community there, notwithstanding the eight people that participated in the finals tournament, and they've all been invited to come on the show, and I can't guarantee that we're going to get them all or even half of them. I do know that Dynasty did confirm yesterday problem. I actually spoke to Problem about 20 minutes ago, so he's definitely coming on, and we definitely have Los on tonight along with Bobby Storm had said he was going to call in. Philly Ron had said he was going to call in. So we're going to get a pretty good flavor of what really went down. And, of course, you probably got some flavor listening to looking at the message boards. So people shot some video and there's some pics and stuff. But nothing like hearing it straight from the horse's mouth. First and foremost, we want to hear about the tournament. And we really want to be able to congratulate the new champion. When he calls in, and in case you didn't know, the new champion is Problem. He was the 08 champion, and then Dynasty came to be the 09 champion, and then they squared off, and this might be the first time ever that the last two champions squared off for the next year to play each other. And this had to be, I tell you, I'm sorry I wasn't there, because this had to be such an anticipated game. Two of the nicest guys you ever want to meet, but also two of the fiercest competitors in this game. But there was other games, too. You know, there was other games that went on, so we definitely want to hear from other participants. And there were celebrities down there in the Super Bowl. And if I got to hear that Who Dat song one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do myself. But congratulations. The New Orleans Saints did what a lot of us didn't think they'd be able to do. They took out the Colts. And, it's funny that the game was decided on a Manning turnover. Manning, all week long, that's all we heard about was Peyton Manning, going to get number two, and, when it's all said and done, he's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time, and he lose that game, and next thing you know, we're hearing, well, he's only 9-9 in the playoffs, and, he threw that pick, and it's so funny how the media can turn on you. It's kind of like Madden. Same thing happens in Madden, where people can turn on you at the last minute, right? All right, so we expect all that. We're also going to have Paul from Big City is going to come on, and Drama. They are now business partners, and so we're going to hear the details, and I will ask the questions that I know everyone wants to know about as far as their new partnership goes, and also see where things stand for next month's Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame tournament. We also want to ask the guys that are playing, that played last week, to call in tonight. Are they done? Is the season done for you, or you know, at least two more major tournaments this year. A lot of regional tournaments, but at least two more majors. Will we see these guys come out and play some more, or are they maddened out? And certainly, you may have saw the NFL Madden 11 blog done by Ian Cummings. And didn't really tell you much about the game for Madden 11, and it doesn't look like they're going to give us much until later on in the winter or early spring. But at least you got to see that they're hard at work at Madden 11 already. So a lot to talk about tonight. But without any further ado, let's just go right to the main event. Let's bring on the man, the champ. Now, you know, I don't know what song I should play for him, but this one here looks good. So I'm going to play this song for the new champ, returning champ, a two-time now Madden Challenge champion, the man himself we call Problem.
Call me a liar. Now, what are you calling me?
Oh, my bad. No, I'm not calling you a liar, man. Problem really won the game, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And one more time, the 2010 Madden Challenge champion, the one and only Problem. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, it's a pleasure. How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing good, man. Good to have you on the show. Congratulations, man. Now, let me see if I got this right. I went back and looked at a little bit. Are you the first two-time Madden Challenge champion?
Yeah, it's the first time it's been done.
First time, man. Let's get this guy some applause on that one, man. All right, man. Congratulations, man. I mean, you know, this has been a long time coming. You know, last year, you know, you won in 08, and then last year you made it to Turks, and things didn't go your way. But there was a lot of talk coming off of 09 is Problem done? Is Problem's best days behind him? You know, there was a lot of talk, you know, a lot of talk on the boards. People came on the show and, you know, people saying, you know, you remember the talk last year? Problem was playing flag football, wasn't really dedicated to the game. And there was a lot of that hype. And I wasn't saying it. I'm just saying what people were saying. But did any of that talk, remember all that stuff between you and Dynasty and you guys playing and you come out to the East Coast and Dynasty come, did any of that motivate you to come back and reclaim your title?
You know what? I think it actually did. Hearing some of the stuff that people were saying, just like you said, that I'm washed up or I'm past my time. And, you know, you start listening to things like that and it motivates you to want to even win more, so. I mean, take that in. I mean, listen to it. I mean, motivate yourself, and you practice better, you get better, and look at the outcome. I mean, I can't be more happy right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. I just want to say we have Los is on standby. We're going to bring Los on momentarily, and we also got Philly Ron on standby. So, gentlemen, we'll bring you on momentarily. Just want to give the champ his moment. Now, the Madden 10 game is much different than the Madden 08 game. It's a completely different game. You know, probably, you know, in the history of the Madden Challenge, I would say for one gaming system, I mean, even though we went from 360 to PS3, but the game is so different than the 08 game. Did you find yourself having to do anything different this year than you've done previously?
No, you know what? I actually went back to what I was doing best in 08. Look at that. And at the time in 08 when I won, it was the best. I had the best defense by far. So going into this tournament, I wanted to make sure that I didn't go back to my roots and have the best defense in the tournament. And I felt that I did, and it paid off in the end.
Now, and that's what I heard a lot about. I heard a lot about Problem's defense just really gave people trouble. Now, I wasn't in Miami, so I can't comment, but and without necessarily, since the season's, you know, the MLG season might be over, and we don't even know if the MLG season's over. We just know you're the champ, but who knows what MLG may come up with in the spring and the summer. So there might be still some, you know, the Hall of Fame coming up and the Players Bowl still out there. So there's some good money out there if guys are planning to keep playing. So without necessarily getting into your scheme, what would you say it is about your defense? I mean, when I went to the other MLG, it seemed the defense was a forgotten thing. And really, you know, everybody was copying everybody and everybody's running off tackle and this and that. And it just seemed that defense was secondary. People just wanted to move the ball and it seemed like the last guy with the ball was generally going to win. Yet I heard in this tournament, your defense really stood out. What is it about your defense? What is it that you can do that other people aren't able to do on defense?
Well, it's not necessarily like the defensive play. It's the adjustments I make after certain plays and the way I trick people into doing stuff that I want them to do. And when you're able to do that and manipulate your opponent, I mean, you can get them to throw right at you, force turnovers, and do stuff like that. On defense, I do some crazy things, and you wouldn't imagine some of the stuff I do. Like, I mean, Los will tell you later on what happened in our game, so I'll let him go into that. But
well, let's bring him on now. Let's bring on the man himself. This would be the Anaheim champion, the man that we know as LOS Los. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, 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 yo.
What's up, brother? Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Now, when we left Orlando, I caught up with you real quick. Is that me in the background? You may want to turn me down. I love listening to me. But, okay, that's better. But I love listening to me. I love me some me. Who said that? When we were in Orlando, I caught up with you real quick and hollered at you about the show, and you was like, you know, I don't know if I want to talk too much about my performance out in Orlando. How did you do? And I wasn't in Miami, so I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage, but did you pick it up a little bit for the finals? How did it go out in Miami?
It was what it was. Yeah. I did okay. I lost the problem, as everybody know. Game winning field goal.
And how did that work out? Tell me a little bit about that game.
The game started off. He jumped out. He got a stop. He scored his first drive, long run. He got a stop. Scored again. 14-0. I went down and scored. Then I got a stop. I think he went 3 and out. I'm not sure if he got first down. And then I scored 14-14. And then like 15 seconds left in the half, probably the biggest play of the game, he broke like 76 yards, Felix Jones, right before half. It was 14-14, and I was getting the ball back. So I ended up being down 7 instead of going to the half tied, getting the ball back. And that was huge.
Wow. 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 That was tough problem. What did you think of your game with Lowe's problem?
I mean, going into the tournament, I knew it was going to be a tough game. And like I said, it was the toughest players there, in my opinion, would be myself, Jet, and Lowe's. That's how I looked at it. And if I got by Lowe's, I felt that I could easily meet Jet in the championship, and that was the plan. So, he was the toughest opponent of the day, judging by the score and everything. I can't really say Jet was the toughest because I play him every day, so it's hard to say that. So it's like, I don't know. It's a disadvantage for us both when we have to play each other in tournaments. So outside of Jet, Los was the toughest player there.
Gotcha. And anybody out there listening in, if you want to call in, it's 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. You are live on the Madden Voice with the newly crowned 2010 Madden Challenge champion. That would be Problem. We also have the Anaheim champion, Los, on the line. And let me also bring on the man that helps make VG Sports a household name, the MLG blog master himself. Let me bring on Philly Ron. Philly Ron, welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, man? You got to let me know how I sound. I'm on this Bluetooth, so if I need to be higher or lower, let me know.
Nah, you sound pretty good, man. Hey, did you like what I just called you, man? The blog master? I just made that up, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know, I come over top. I call Bobby Madden Buddha. Now that's catching. I see people calling him Madden Buddha. Now we got Philly Ron with MLG as the blog master. You can add that one, Ron. That's all yours.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it.
So you are the man that is, just for people that don't know, Philly Ron, long time member of the Madden community. If you don't know who Philly Ron is, and you've been under a rock, huge contributor to VG Sports, and VG Sports has the exclusive license to do the Prima Guide for Madden. And Ron also does the blogging for MLG live at the tournaments, including interviews and all that. Does a phenomenal job. And, you know, the guy's always out there marketing Madden to people and always trying to promote the community in a positive way. So, sometimes I think Ron's one of those unsung heroes to the game of Madden. People don't really understand what he contributes to this community. But, I see it, and I think he deserves a lot of props for what he does. What do you take away from the weekend? You know, you were a part of all the games. We got Los on here live with us. We got the Champ Problem on here live with us. You know, what did you take away? You've been at Madden Challenges before, the finals and all that. This was the first MLG finals. What did you walk away from, Ron, with it?
Me, I'm just, to be honest, I'm excited about different possibilities for these guys. I really, everything kind of changed for me. I guess you know when I started dealing with coaching a little league football. So, and what I mean by that is, it changed my perspective in the Madden community, because now I'm looking at solely on how can I find ways to make sure these guys maximize their marketability, you know. Because there's a lot of stuff going on where, you know, companies will do whatever they can to maximize their, you know, image. But what's being done for the actual game? Like, what's being done for Problem? What's being done for Jet? What's being done for Los? Little Man, Dynasty, Evil Ken, you know, Prodigy. I don't want to leave anybody out in full. So what I'm trying to do is find, you know, I got like a renewed energy to try to find and make ways for these dudes so that when this game is done or when this competitive side is done, they still have something to fall back on. And even if it's not done, just make sure that they have other avenues out there so they can, you know, transition if they want to into bigger and better things.
Man, that's great. You know, and I think that's, I hope everyone is hearing this, that, you know, we all know that the life cycle of, you know, your actual being at your top in this game is short. You know, people say, you know, maybe 3 years, maybe longer, you know. Okay, say three now, because then that mean Problem maybe at the end, and I have a sense that he's not, so 4 or 5 years maybe at most if you're as good as some of these guys are. But then what? You know, and I think what you're saying is appropriate, is that, you know, you make this money and, you know, you have this talent, and certainly there's marketing possibilities there for all of these guys. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to be a part of, and maybe, you know, we can figure some ways to talk about this off the air, but, you know, I see these guys making a lot of money, and being a guy that's involved with large sums of money regularly, you know, my concern is, what do you guys have to show for it? That's the other side of it. You know, Ryan will be on one end of it, hooking you guys up with sponsors, hopefully, and bringing, you know, these people to the table and seeing what kind of money you guys might be able to make off of your skills. I'd like to be on the other end of it. Now that this money's coming in, are you making the right decisions? Because I know some of the people that haven't, and it's sad. And I'd like to see, you know, Problem, got a lot of respect for Problem, a lot of respect for Dynasty, got a lot of respect for a lot of the guys that play this game. And we just need to make this community nice and tight, where if you come in and you make a good living at this game for the number of years, hey, man, there's no holes. You know, everything's tight. You got a good network of support. And I think Ron's taking the lead, and I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Plus, we got to make sure that when these companies do see them, they're not looking at y'all as, are these as young, naive, you know, I don't want to say kids, let's say young men. I don't want them looking at y'all as naive young men. Y'all know, like, when you make this money, the first thing you got to worry about is the taxes. You know, that's the first thing. Don't even, you cash that check, make sure you got, you have an accountant or somebody talking to you about the taxes. And then let's try to figure out how did you how can you make that money work for you? And that's what T is talking about right there. So, I don't want to take away from the actual fun of the game, but behind the scenes, that's what you see me getting involved with a lot with. And the guys like Problem knows specifically. I'm looking at different things with him. I'm dealing with a nephew and Dynasty. Got something worked out for them, and now I'm trying to work something out with a Problem and Jet, with the individual that they met down in Miami. We're gonna try to find a way to make that that relationship, you know, prosper for them. So, you know, like I've always said, anything that I have access to that can help you get to where you want to go, I'm gonna make sure that I give you that opportunity.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Let me bring on another guy that we all know. And I saw some pictures, so I know he was also in Miami. And this man is part of the GTP crew. And this would be, I think he is, of course, the way guys change crews today. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he still is. The man himself, Big Game James. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on, people? Congrats, Problems. Congrats.
Appreciate it. What's going on, man?
Problem, no problem.
So Big Game, you know. You are a veteran of this game. You're also, you know, a guy, one of the few guys that actually has some real solid, real football skills, too, and you're a veteran of the sticks. And, you know, this was your first, you know, chance to see MLG actually host Madden Challenge Finals. What were your thoughts? What did you walk away from it with?
I thought they ran it very well. You know, aside from the fact one of the PS3s was blinking out on us, but other than that, it was a well-ran tournament, and it went by pretty quick.
Very nice, very nice. Now, I think everyone on the phone has been to all the tournaments, if not most of them. Could you guys see lessons learned from MLG from the very first time, from Dallas to Anaheim to Orlando and now Miami? Did you see things just getting better each time? Anybody can answer that.
Yeah, I think they listened to the players as far as the rules and stuff. And they made adjustments to the rules. And I just think that they're out for the players and looking out for the community, what's best for the community. So,
yeah, I think that was the best thing. Yeah, the best thing was the rules. I mean, they really did look out for the rules. You know, they try to keep most of the BS to a minimum, you know. So I think they did a real good job with that.
Okay. All right. And remember, guys, anybody that wants to call in, 347-838-9525. We are live on the Madden Voice, Big Game James, the champion himself, Problem, Los, and the blogmaster, Philly Ron, along with myself, Commissioner T. You can also catch me on Twitter, the Madden Voice. Catch me on Facebook by my real name, which is Terrence Floyd. But don't call me that, please. That made me feel like I'm going to work. Or you can catch me on AOL, EAFL Commissioner. I'm on all of those as we speak, so feel free to hit me up on any. But you know what? Just call in. I want to hear what everybody thinks. 347-838-9525. Now, Problem, I can't not address some things that I heard about your game with Dynasty. I got to get your take on it. I've heard Dynasty's take. I've read the boards. You know, apparently he was so mad that he just left Miami and went back home. His words, you know, he told me straight up, I couldn't stay in Miami anymore. I missed all the parties and I went home. He might have regretted it, though, once that storm hit this weekend. He might have thought twice once he got home and that storm caught up with him, because that weather was pretty rough. And we're actually, as we speak, there's more going on. But, you know, apparently I wasn't there. But the controversy was with the blocked field goal. Now, you know, we've read it on the boards, and then the people have talked and given their comments. But from where you sat, was there ever a real controversy? Did you think it was a lot to do over nothing? Or was the questioning of the blocked field goal legitimate?
No, I mean, it's unfortunate that it happened. I mean, I would hate for that to happen to myself. But, I mean, it's in the rules that if you don't touch anything and you pick a play and they block it, I mean, it stands. Like I said, like I told them there, it's like I had no clue that field goal block return was a glitch in the game or anything like that. So I picked it knowing it was a long field goal, and if you choked or didn't get enough power under it, then I would catch it and return it. So I came out in that, and I really didn't even see it happen. I was looking away at the time. I look over, and I guess his center, I mean, whoever snapped it to was running with the ball. And, I mean, there was some controversy. We paused the game, so called over a ref, and they settled it. I mean, that's all I could really say about it. Unfortunate.
Now, according to, and this is where I was even mistaken, because I was under the impression that MLG rules stated that you had to use field goal block, but apparently that's not the case, that the rules did not say that you had to come out in field goal block, so it left the option to come out in field goal return.
Mm-hmm. Well, before the tournament, me and Jet were talking to the ref, and this is what's crazy, is that we actually asked them about what if our field goal gets blocked, and does it count? And they said no. And we were trying to get that changed before the tournament, but it didn't change, and it actually worked out, like, for me, in the end, actually saved me 3 points. But, I mean, yeah, they said you could come out in any play that you want and don't touch nothing and everything goes.
Now, you know, I got to ask the questions because that's what I'm here to do. There are people saying that even though they didn't overturn it, clearly it takes away from your win.
No.
How do you respond to those people?
I mean, it's hard to say what would have happened in the game because we would have been up 3-0. So, I mean, I can't predict what would have happened. It would have been a different game. I can't really say.
Right.
All I can really say about that game is that for myself, I didn't feel he was really doing anything on offense throughout the game. All three possessions or four possessions that he had. So that's all I can really say about it. I can't tell you that the score would have been this or that because then I'd be just lying. So I can't really say.
What was the final score?
I believe it was 10-3.
10-3? Okay.
It was 10-3.
10-3.
Yeah.
Okay. Ron, did you have anything to add about the final game there and the whole field goal issue?
It wouldn't have took anything away from it. It can't take anything away from his win. And what me and actually pulled James aside and was like, he can't let James affect him like that. Like, it's football. Like, shit, I mean, I don't want to cuss, but things happen. So you can't let one thing in the game, like, take away the whole rest of that quarter. And I think what happened was he sat on that. He thought about that so much that it wound up turning into another 7 for problem, and up 10-0. The way he plays defense, that's kind of tough. And that second half was a real close game. It was a 3-0 game, honestly, because Dynasty scored 3 in the second half, and there was no more scoring. But if you would have just said, you know what, it's a part of the game, and just kept going on, he may not have gave up that extra 7 points. So you can't take anything away from problems victory. The only thing you could say is, you know, some people can deal with adversity better than others. And that goes no matter who you're playing. That's a part of football, period. There's some guys who are just great players all the way around. But when you add a little bit of adversity, some people can't deal with it. And this isn't anything that I haven't talked to Dynasty about, because I told him after the game, I said, you know, you played a great game, but you can't let something like that, you can't dwell on that. You got to let that go.
Well, I think Dynasty's track record, though, is pretty strong on really not letting things phase him during the game. That's why I was really surprised that he you know, and I told him this when we chatted, that I was surprised to hear that you really took that field goal block so hard, because he really does do a good job of just staying focused during the game, you know, and I think his track record there, and I think part of it might have been, you know, we know that there is some kind of a glitch attached with field goal blocking. That we know that. Now, to what level, obviously, you know, we're not all clear, because this happened, and was this a new glitch that was uncovered, or, you know, who knows? I mean, we can debate that all night. But we do know that with field goal blocking, it's been an issue. So I think that clearly, once it happened and a ruling was against him, unfortunately for him, yeah, it took him out of his game. But that's, you know, from the games that I've seen him play live, usually, you know, he stays pretty focused. I was a little surprised that he let that take him off, you know, off his course a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got a couple other people that want to join us. We are still live. It is 9:29 out here on the East Coast. And if you're on the West Coast, it's 6:29. 347-838-9525, the Madden voice. Recapping the MLG finals, we are fortunate to have the champion Problem on, along with Big Game James from Philly. We've got Los, the Anaheim champion, and we've got the blog master, Philly Ron, along with me, Commissioner T. 732 area code. Oops, maybe if I unmute you, I'll be able to hear you. Let's try that again. 732 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice. 732, are you there? All right, maybe not. One more time, 732, are you there? All right, let's go to 856 then. 856, welcome to the Madden Voice. 856 area code, are you there? All right, so So either my software is acting up or you guys aren't there, even though it's showing me that you're there. Okay. So let me go back to Problem for a minute while we try to work out this little technical difficulty. Where do you stand now for the season? You've got the big win. You've made the 50 Gs. You've gone back. You know, you had the party all weekend. I saw the pictures. Y'all was having a good time. And you're back home now. And now what for you for Madden 2010? You know, we've got the Hall of Fame coming up. We've got Players Bowl. I mean, are we going to see more Problem, or are you going to take the money and run?
No, I'm going to be at be in Ohio next month, March 13th, I believe. I'll be
March
there. 13th. Yeah, me, everybody that plays with me will all be there. And
Players Bowl, I don't think I have an official date. I haven't heard an official date for Players Bowl, but...
No.
Yeah, whenever that's announced, I'll be there too.
Oh, okay, good. No, Bobby has not come out and given us an official date yet, and I think part of the reason is he wants to make sure there's no conflicts with MLG. So hopefully we'll get that from him in short order. Los, what about you? Los?
Yeah, I'm definitely I'm be out of Ohio for sure.
Okay.
I'm not
all
too
right.
excited about it being on 360, but I'm going to be out there.
It's on 360?
Yeah, it's going to be on 360.
Is it? I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't even know that either.
That's good to know.
All right. James, what about you? You're going to be now. You're already in Philly. I know we'll see you at Players Bowl. That's easy. But what about Ohio?
I'm not sure because I'm in a spring football league and our opening day is that weekend. So I'm pretty sure I'll be there because I'll probably blow the first game off. But I'm not sure yet. And little man said from the 732 area code, that was him calling.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties here with my Blog Talk software. I'm hoping it doesn't disconnect me because right now it's. You know, I actually pay for this thing too, so it shouldn't be giving me no problems. You know, you pay money for something, you expect it to work. So, bear with me as I attempt to. I'm getting messages from people that they can't hear me. Do I have everybody on the line still? You guys all still there? Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing. I'm starting to get messages that people can't hear me, so I'm not sure. Just bear with me while I... Oh, wow. All right, guys.
Just keep going.
Yep. Bear with me. I am... they're not telling me that their site is under maintenance now? Bear with me, guys. All right, so let's switch the topic. While I'm going through all this, let's talk about something real easy for a minute while I'm trying to figure out the technical difficulty. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. Let's switch gears for a minute and let's talk. I don't want to hear about the Super Bowl parties. But I know all y'all were down there partying with Chad Johnson, and I saw Miles Austin, man, and pictures and stuff. I ain't happy either. You know, I wasn't there, but that's okay. That's all right. Next year, the Super Bowl is going to be played in Dallas. And MLG or not, I will be there. That's a fact. But let's talk about the game, man. I mean, the Saints. And let's start with Big Game James, man. You got it. You're pretty passionate about your football, man. What was your thoughts on this game with the Saints and the Colts?
Well, like I told you a couple weeks ago, I told you Peyton would get to the big game and then fold. And that's exactly what he did. He threw the pick when Porter was definitely sitting on that route. They run that play on third downs a lot. So it didn't surprise me that Porter jumped the route like that.
Yeah, you did say that. I got to give you credit. You did say that, and I didn't agree with you. But you were right. You were right. Peyton definitely folded.
And I was at the game live, too, so that was amazing to be able to see.
Oh, man.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
Now, did you have a hookup, or how did you manage to?
I won tickets in the Baltimore Madden Challenge tournament they had earlier in the year.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. Anybody, Ron? You know, you're a big football guy. What were your thoughts on the game?
I was happy to see the Saints win. So I'm the same way talking about Peyton. I think he's hyped up too much.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's still the best ever. He's the best quarterback. I'm just saying he made a mistake. That's all.
I can't agree with that. But you know that's debatable. That's debatable. To be honest, I got a friend who plays for the Saints. So, Jaire Evans, number 73, the starting right guard. That was a guy who made a donation to make sure that my little league team can get down to Orlando and play for that Super Bowl that we were in. So, it was only fitting that his time came around and he now has a championship. So, I was wishing him well. And when I saw that pick, I was just like, you know what, it's a wrap.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Los, did you have any comments on the game? Did you win some money?
Yeah, definitely lost some money on those Saints. Definitely did. I actually wasn't gonna bet. I like the Colts, but I just felt like the Saints had just got on their side just from that Vikings game, and I just feel like it was only right. But yeah, I mean, I think Peyton's probably the greatest or at least going to be the greatest quarterback of all time by the end of his career.
Well, you know, I mean, first, my comments on the game, I think that the Saints pulled it off. They did what they needed to do to win. I'm not convinced they're actually the better team, but they won it on the day that they played better on the day they needed to, and congratulations to the Saints, and a heck of a congratulations to the city of New Orleans. I've been down there twice since Katrina, once before Katrina and twice since Katrina, and if you haven't been there to actually see it, you don't really understand what that city has gone through. So I am very happy for the city of New Orleans that they have something to really be excited about. I think Peyton Manning is the best quarterback in the NFL today based on this year. But, you know, when people talk about the best ever, I just think that people's memories are just short because, you know, you got a guy named Joe Montana who won 4 Super Bowls. And if you've never watched Joe Montana play, you got to go back and watch some game of Joe Montana playing. Terry Bradshaw
won.
Yeah, I'm positive he won 4.
Montana won 4? Won 3.
Montana won 4. No, he won 4. I'm positive. Bradshaw won 4, you know. And you know, you got Bradshaw, you got Montana. And then, I mean, yeah, I'm a little biased, but Aikman's got 3. Brady's got 3. You know, and I just think that, yeah, you had the Dan Marino, who was a great passer and had all the stats, but Dan Marino never got the accolades because he never won a Super Bowl. And even he himself said, I would give away all my, at the time, all the records he had, and now Brett Favre seems to have most of them. He said, I'd give them away for 1 Super Bowl. I really think that when you look at great quarterbacks, it's not what you do the 16 weeks of the regular season. It really is what you do in the postseason and ultimately the Super Bowl. And the reality is Peyton Manning is 9-9 in postseason, and he has 1 ring. He does have a ring, you know, so we can't say, oh, a guy doesn't have a ring. But when you start talking about the greatest ever, he's got a lot to do, in my opinion, to start to be in the same conversation with Montana and Bradshaw, because those guys were winners. Those guys would win games. They talk about Tom Brady fourth quarter, even Peyton Manning fourth quarter. You had to see Joe Montana back in the day, you know, two-minute drill fourth quarter, and what he did with those 49ers, you know. And we're not even talking about Brett Favre, because I think he gets enough press. But, you know.
Well, can I comment on the whole Terry Bradshaw thing? I mean, you keep putting his name in there with Joe Montana, and I'm a diehard Steelers fan. But Terry Bradshaw's not even on that level. Yeah, he has four rings, but he had so much talent around him, it was ridiculous. The defense that he had was the best defense ever for all four of those Super Bowls. Like, they could have won that with anyone as their quarterback, in my opinion, because Go ahead, what were you saying?
But they didn't. See, that's what people say is what they could have done. It's like the argument against Emmitt Smith is he had a great offensive line, and anybody could have. But the people, that didn't happen. You know, the guy had a broken neck one year. You know, you have to stay healthy, and someone's got to make those passes, and someone's got to – and he called his own plays. And he didn't have an offensive coordinator calling those plays. He called his own plays. That's a lost art today. I mean, maybe Manning gets up there and audibles and does some things because they trust him. But for the most part, no quarterbacks today call their own plays. He called all his own plays. So that's why I'm saying he had a great team. He had a super defense. But I don't think you put anybody back there and you're going to get what you got from Bradshaw. The toughness and the leadership and the charisma that he had leading that team of superstars, I I'm not a Steelers fan. I mean, you are. I'm not. But they used to kick the Cowboys ass pretty regularly back then, so I got to see them up close and personal, you know, what he did to the Starbucks Cowboys, you know. And it was like watching, you know, and actually to me, I enjoyed it more then. Because they didn't have the rules that they have in place today. You breathe on the quarterback, and it's a 15-yard personal foul. Those guys were getting nailed back in the 70s. They were getting crucified. And this guy, I mean, he was. They talk about Brett Favre being tough, man. I mean, Favre's a good quarterback, but I give Terry Bradshaw a lot of respect. I really think that maybe he doesn't have the passing numbers, touchdowns and completions and all of that that some of these guys have. But this guy was a winner. And I think that to me has got to carry some weight when you talk about the greatest quarterbacks of all time. My opinion.
Montana.
Yeah, I think Montana and Joe, you got, can't forget Elway.
There's another one. You know, another guy. Got two rings and back to back, you know.
Four consecutive Super Bowls. I understand the man lost, but that is an amazing thing to do.
Who are you talking about now? Chip Kelly?
Yeah. Amazing.
I don't know, though, man. It's hard. You're right, but it's so hard when you don't even get one ring out of that to then say that the guy should be on that. I hear you, though. I hear you. It's a good argument.
That's Coach. There's no way that talent that you have on your squad keep getting in position, and at the last game they keep selling. That's point strictly to coaching.
Yeah. There's an argument. I mean, hey, it's, you know, these are things that people will debate forever. You know, was it, you know, I mean, my Cowboys gave them two of those losses, so I got to see the Bills a little bit too, and I don't know. That's a good. Was it just the coaching? Was it a little bit of both? I don't know. That's a good. Or did they just come up? I mean, that was times when the Cowboys and the 49ers were just steamrolling. They were just. Was it just the timing? Was it just that was the best you were going to get on the AFC side? And they just couldn't do it because you had the 90s Cowboys, you had the 49ers, you had the Packers. I mean, those teams were just juggernauts back then.
First loss was against the Giants, wasn't it? The wide left or something. Was it the wide left or wide right? The field goal. No, that field goal.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right. That was Parcells. Yep. All right. I think Blog Talk is back up. They were down for a few minutes, man. I'm going to try this again. Let's see, 732. Let's see if I can unmute it this time. And let's see if we can get Little Man on the line with us.
Hey,
Tim. Yeah.
This is a problem. I got to take off, actually.
Okay.
So.
All right, no problem. Appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you guys having me. You guys have a good night.
No problem. We'll see you at the next tournament. Take care.
All right, cool.
All right. All right. All right, let's see. Little man, do we have you?
Yes, I am.
All right. All right. We got Little Man live and direct from on the Madden Voice. Now let me also get 856 and see if we're back up and running again.
Yo,
856.
Yo, T.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got that stuff fixed now?
I hope so. Is this Bobby?
Yeah, man.
Okay, good.
Man, I'm yelling and screaming and nobody heard me.
Man, the whole site went down, man. The whole site, the Blog Talk site, just went down for about 5 minutes. But it's back up, so all right. They're gonna give me a free month or something, you know. Got me live on the air and said it was undergoing maintenance. All right, so we have the man himself, Bobby Storm, aka Madden Buddha, and we have Little Man. Welcome both of you to the Madden Voice.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot,
Little Man, a man of few words. Bobby Storm, so you were there, you were in Miami, and you held it down for all us refs, and what did you take away? You were in Turks a year ago, and now you're here in Miami with MLG, and let's assume it's just us talking, Bobby, just like you and I do in the afternoon with just you and me talking. Let's assume it's just you and me. We're not really on the air. It's just you and me talking.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But what do you take away from this one as compared to Turks a year ago?
I mean, I think the games were the competition was great, especially the first round. I think Prodigy Little Man game was a good game. It went down to the wire, obviously, but as the games progressed, it just seemed like they got more wide open. But I mean, Turks was just an unbelievable experience. But down Miami, it had its own, you know, identity. But I think overall, I think everybody there enjoyed the atmosphere, and everybody there definitely had a great time. Definitely.
Okay. All right. And you know, now were you the ref for the final game?
For the final what, the championship game?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it was me and JV was actually
okay.
We, like, split it up. You mean
okay.
The one between Problem and Jet?
Yeah. Well, who refed the game between Dynasty and Problem?
No, I refed that game.
Okay, you refed that game. Okay.
Yeah, I refed that game.
And what, you know, I don't know if you heard Problem talking about it, but I understand the game was paused right away, and
the game was paused right away. And what happened was, like I said, I pulled them. Usually, when everybody's screaming in your face, I took them to and I brought them to the side. And actually, JV came over like about a few seconds later. And we actually ran into this problem down in the land up. So, guys are screaming in my face. He didn't put the stick down. But, like we tell guys in the land up, in the rules, it doesn't say you have to put the stick down. But guys are assuming that, I guess, because they go to a lot of other tournaments. And I know we suggest you put the stick down. But that was one of the things I was trying to tell him to find out exactly what happened. And but he didn't put the stick down. The other thing he was screaming that he didn't call field goal block, which you remember we had a problem with Truce game last city. And that's not in the rules as well. I don't know why guys assume that. But it was said that he moved to a couple of players. But Problem didn't move anybody. The AI blocked the kick. And then we did discuss that with MLG prior to that event. And they clearly said if the AI blocks the field goal, you know, blocks the kick, then it's a good block.
So it was a defensive player that came in and blocked. It was not the offensive player.
It wasn't a manual. It was not what the rule is. Not it's not a manual block. And it was not a manual block. That's what we were talking.
Right. Right. But what I'm saying is who on the field specifically was it? Because what I heard was it was. The guard pulled in and blocked the field goal. That's what I heard. That was a scuttlebutt. Was it a defensive player that broke through and blocked the field goal?
Actually, I think it was a defensive player that got. It's like he got tackled in the backfield. But like at the same, we put it on pause, and then once I got them guys to agree on, we just moved the game and went forward with it. You know, once I knew that rule wasn't broken, we just moved forward with it. It was a big thing, and he was like, well, this, that, and the other. I said, look, he didn't have to put the stick down, and he didn't call field goal block. So once, like I said, once I get two players in a dispute, and I got guys screaming, and once I get them two on the same page, we move forward if it's not a rule breakage.
Okay. Now, you know Dynasty probably better than anybody. You know, he's part of your crew for a long time, and, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, you were a driving force behind his success. And I know I would say that, so a lot of people, including me, would say that. Do you think that this, you were there, you know him well, do you think this really got in his head and took him off his game the rest of the game?
Oh, I know it did. I know it did. And I mean, like I said, we've been with Dynasty since from the past year's challenges, and he would have an issue with dealing with adversity and different things, but the difference is he always had different guys in his ear that calmed him down. They said, yo, you know, get back. We've been in Harrisburg. We've been all over the city with Lynn, and, you know, usually when he gets, you know, frustrated, we'll pull him to the side and say, yo, you know, stay focused. You could do this. And I know Chuck Hollywood tried to talk to him. I think James tried to talk to him, say, yo, focus, because it was early in the game. You know, it was early. I think it was like 3-0, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was. But it was early in the game. But he was so leaning on that one play, you know, he just never really got himself back together. And if he could have focused, I mean, the game was definitely winnable. Like I said, I think it was 3-0. And I think Problem took over, and he scored on that drive. But even in the second half, he had a chance to even just, you know, make a game of it. But he was just so, guys kept saying, leave it alone. But he just didn't let it go. But, you know, just speaking from years past, I know, Lynn, we've worked him from bottom up. And that was always his issue, you know, coming up, trying to get that first city win. You know, even when he would get to Final Eights and Final Fours, you know, he was like, Lynn, come on, stay focused. And, you know, but, I mean, he definitely got talent. Everybody knows that. But, you know, him and Problem, I guess, they couldn't even stop each other. So I guess it became a clock management game.
Now, that's the way I mean it. Now, one could read between the lines. And I'm not going to put you on the spot because I have too much respect for you to do that. But reading between the lines, in the past, he's had support to help him work through these difficulties and allow him to stay focused. Anyone can look at the Turks video, and if you look over Dynasty's left shoulder, you see Madden Buddha with the towel right there. You know, Bobby Storm's right there, okay? It's not a secret that you guys have parted at least crew-wise. He went and started his thing with Truth, and, you know, GTP still going strong. We got a Little Man on the line, you know, and we have Big Game on the line. So, you know, GTP has moved on, and he's moved on. But do you think that, you know, would it have been helpful if someone like you were there to kind of talk him through that, you know, maybe put
definitely. I mean, just to put it out on the air, me and Lynn sat down, we talked, you know, face-to-face, we talked on the phone. And after everything kind of died down, we got some things straight. There's a lot of bits. You'd be surprised a lot of miscommunication will I guess, take you around the corner on some things. But like I said, we talk, and we cool now. We know things have moved on, and like I said, he's with New Era, and GTP still goes on. But, I mean, the guys that I've been with for years, man, and like I said, one thing about all the guys I've dealt with, we don't take a lot of guys from, like, yeah, okay, they win three cities and then come on and be with GTP. 90% of our guys were not winning those cities, we're not winning tournaments before they got on with us. And it's a mental thing. And that's one of the things I always took to heart. You know, years with Top and Big Game James and Cocky and all them guys. You learn over the years what wins and what doesn't. And It's like true football, man. You got to stay mentally focused. And once you got all the stick in the world. But if you don't be mentally focused, you can break down that game, and it becomes a football game, a game of X's and O's. And if you're not mentally focused, you'll break down. And that's one of the things that I think that me and Lynn always had you know, a good chemistry. You know, it was like we both fed off each other in tournaments. You know, I knew what to say. I mean, even replay always teases me when we go to Harrisburg or whatever, you know, no, don't let Bobby talk to him and give him that Belichick speech. And then, you know, he always seems to tease me about that. But it's funny, but it's kind of some real to it, because me and him always click. We clicked in Turks. he had some close games in Turks, and I sat him down, you know, like, yo, you know, stay focused. And then even Minnesota when he won, it's just we just clicked. You know, we fit off each other. And, you know, I of course, you know, I'm not going to lie, I missed that. But, you know, we have to move on. But I guess he's still talented. He's got a lot of years ahead of him. And, you know, of course, you know, the year is not done. You know, you still got Players Bowl. You still got Big City Tournament, the Hall of Fame in Ohio. So you got some things coming out. But the thing about it is the gap, the window's closing, though. The window's closing. You got a lot of guys coming up, like Little Man, and then, and, you know, Los making his mark. And then there's always Prodigy and all them guys, man. And, you know, and then the Alliance is always strong. And everybody's, you know, making their mark. And Jet,
yeah,
you can't forget Jet, huh?
Renegades. I'm sorry.
No, but them guys, but I got to say that, bro. But listen, the gang is Little Man and Prodigy. I got to say this. Because, I mean, me as a ref, I'm sitting there watching this game. And Little Man was, he was so focused, right? And he had his earphones on. But Mike Teezy was in my left ear, right? And I know I'm as a ref, I can't say nothing. So I'm sitting there watching this thing. But Teezy's drilling him for three quarters. I'm like, okay. He got this, right? And Teezy's drilling, then all of a sudden the earphones came off. I said, oh, my God. Then all of a sudden he throws the pick. I said, oh, man. And it just started unraveling. Teezy kept going in, and Teezy kept going in. So it just seemed like it was a breakdown at the end of the game. And I really think if he would have had them earphones on, because next thing I know, I seen Little Man capping with Mike Teezy in the old Alliance. And I'm like, it's 43 seconds left, you know? So I'm like, Mental focus, man, with these games is it really can bring you over the top.
You know, did anybody listen to? Let me make sure that we still have Big Game. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Philly Ron.
Yeah, I'm here.
Little Man.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. Did anybody listen to the Post Orlando show where we had the Prodigy and the entire Alliance? We had DJ, we had Derwy, and we had MTZ on. Did guys not hear? Little Man, you are on the line. Did you not hear what MTZ said, that their game, it definitely capping is a part of what they do to get people out of their game? You didn't hear that, did you?
No.
That's what you gotta listen to, the Madden voice. We are here for you to make you a better player.
I had the game under control in Miami until I took my headphones off. So, I mean, that's my pick next play. I just lost focus. So, I thought the game was over when I was up 9 and I had ball. I was up 11. And I took the headphones off and lost focus and came back.
The obvious question is, why did you take your headphones off?
Because I thought the game was over.
Now, Big Game, man, you've been known to cap a little bit. Were you there getting your boys back or not?
Of course. I mean, but I'm only one person. MTZ takes at least 3 or 4 people to contain. I can't go head up with TZ. It's just how it is.
Yeah, he's tough, man. I feel you 100% because you had to sit there with your MLG shirt and couldn't say a word.
It's just me. And Little Man actually had the game won, but like I was telling him, you can't have flashbacks of games from the past. You know, you got to play every game differently. Like he's saying about him, he's saying about fumbling last year at Players Bowl, it's a different game. If you get 2 or 3 more yards, you don't miss that kick. And, you know, things go differently.
Right.
You saw what happened when after Prodigy beat Little Man, he goes and gets blown out by Jet.
Yeah.
It would have been different, in my opinion, of course.
So, Little Man, what do you take away from this game that you might be able to use at in March or at Players Bowl? What did you take away from your time in Miami and even this whole season that you might be able to use?
I gotta, you know, focus on the whole game, play the whole game out till like the time says it's over. And I had a flashback on that fullback dive last year, so I didn't want to take a risk because, you know, if I fumble, yeah, that's game over. But I should have did a fullback dive. I was going to, but I decided not to. So, you know, it just cost me the game.
Right, yeah. that's a tough lesson to learn, you know, when you get mistakes are so high and one mistake could cost you. But, you know, you got James will just put it right out there, man. He don't play. James going to let you know.
Oh, no, that's Ron. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought that was Big Game James, man. But just Ron. Wow. So now, Bobby, with the Hall of Fame, it's not an MLG event. It is a big city event. Do you plan on being there? Are you going to try to be there with your
Yeah,
your guys?
We're working on that down now. I'm trying to get a suite together and probably representing about four or five of our guys. We actually been talking about it. We haven't had about four meetings in the last 2 weeks. So we have been working on getting that all worked out. So that's going to be a big event. The Hall of Fame, that's going to be something. That's going to be history-making right there, definitely.
Yeah, and almost on cue, like he was sitting there lurking, waiting for us to get onto the Hall of Fame. We now have Paul himself from Big City Tournaments. Paul, welcome to the Madden Voice.
T, how are you going to call me out like that, man?
it was just cool how as soon as we started talking about the Hall of Fame, boom, I saw the hand go up. So here we are. Well, welcome to the show, and it's a good segue to kind of give the community the update. I saw a thread, and if I read correctly, I believe you are now guaranteeing $3,000.
Yes, sir. I mean, put $3,000. Kind of, we want to go big because everybody knows, you know, the Hall of Fame is going to be big. So I'm definitely guarantee some bigger money than usual. And of course, a couple of backup sponsors, AskMadden.com as well. So, and we're working on a couple other things too. But yeah, it's $3,000 plus.
Now, do you have? I mean, is there a? Because I noticed, and I'm trying to find it now, but I noticed normally when I see a here it is when I see a thread advertising a payout. I'm looking and, you know, because I'm a business guy, that's my first and foremost thing. I'm always looking to see, okay, you know, where's this money coming from? I'm always trying to figure out where the money's coming from. So I'm looking for sponsors and partners and this and that. And notably absent from your ad is the identification of a sponsor. Is Big City going alone on this, or is there a silent sponsor, or, you know, what's going on, man? That's a lot of money.
First of all, I want to say hi to everybody real quick, too. I didn't mean to just jump in right in. But what's up, everybody? What's up, Coach K, Bobby, Little Man, Philly Ron, and Lotus, I think you said, and Big Jane. What's up, y'all?
Lotus and Problem.
I had just logged in right when Problem was getting off, and I was hoping to congratulate him, but sounds like he'll be there in Ohio. But to answer your question, you know, I've been doing this a year and a half, and of course, you know, you always put back into your company, and you know, so it's along with Big City, the money I've accumulated over the year and a half, and mostly Asthma, and has really kind of stepped up. As everybody knows, we, you know, lost Bringit.com as a sponsor, but. Yeah, man, it's this Big City and Ask Madden putting up the money, and we're gonna put our neck out there, and you know, this Hall of Fame thing is a huge step, and again, we didn't feel like it was worth $1,000, you know, we definitely felt like it was a caliber plus it's our major, you know, kind of going from Bobby's example, you know, and to running something as your major, you definitely want to have a nice prize pool, so.
Now, what can you, you know, we're certainly not here to run any, you know, I don't do a show that bashes people, never have and never will. But that said, if it is what it is, it doesn't sound like it was anything bad with Bring It, but, you know, was there anything, you know, it's a little bit surprising. Bring It always seems to be the first company in the door with these types of opportunities. What are you willing to share that had you and Bring It kind of go different directions?
I mean, Bring It is absolutely a great company. Just like I said on my thread, there's no disrespect. There was never any hard feelings or any kind of blow up or anything like that. It was just Big City's going one direction, and they have their focuses on other directions. And it just, you know, we couldn't see eye to eye, or we couldn't come together. So, you know, and I kind of lost some contact with Woody and such. So it just, you know, we just kind of decided to part ways.
Okay.
Yeah, no disrespect to them whatsoever.
No, not at all. And let me also take time to just remind everybody that our partner, one of our partners, we have several partners, but one of them is the Madden Lab, and you can check the EAFL forums are hosted on the Madden Lab as well. So make sure you check out the MaddenLab.com as well. One of the several great sites we have to be proud of in the Madden community. So,
yeah,
all right. So
Madden Lab is a great site too. So, and I wouldn't be anywhere without you know, some of the opportunities that the lab has given Big City. So definitely show the respect to the Madden Lab.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think a lot of the Madden community can, you know, it's kind of, even when you look at some of the other sites out there, with maybe the exception would be VG, who's kind of stood out on their own and done their thing and built up their following separately from the Madden Lab. But I think a lot of sites, you know, the way this community has unfolded is a lot of people were partners or were part of other sites and went off and did their own thing. And, you know, when you look at and you see where it started from, a lot of times you go back and say, oh, guy used to be friends with or partnered with or did something with Duke or did something with Gambino. So, and sometimes you just decide you want to go out and do your own thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. So as far as March 13th, $3,000 payout, is there anything other, any other, some of the guys were a little disappointed, I guess, that it's going to be on 360. What led to the decision to go 360 as opposed to PS3? Is it just that's what you got and that's what you're sticking with? Or?
Well, I mean, I kind of feel like a little bit of love to the 360 community. There are a lot of those guys that have PS3s have 360s as well. And, you know, just like last year was our first year, so a lot of our investment went towards 360s. So it just wasn't in our right focus to really, you know, kind of do the switch to PS3 as far as expenses go. So we just went ahead and just made it 360 and just kind of give, like I said, the guys that are strictly 360 an opportunity for some big money this year.
Okay. All right. And you also have a new partner, I understand.
Yeah, we're proud to announce, like everybody's probably already seen, that we signed Drama. He's part of Big City now, so Big City, New Jersey. He will be sole partnership with Big City, of course. We're designing his website and getting him all set up. And yeah, man, just kind of like spread to the East Coast. No disrespect towards NJ Rod or you know, Coach Chris and Bobby Storm, you know, it's just going to give us more opportunities to support those guys when I can't make it out there. Drama, you know, I'll be sending Drama and his crew over that way. It just kind of hopefully bring us all together. You know, I know when I first started there were some differences and stuff, but I hope that, you know, this year and next year and the years following that we all can just kind of put that all aside and just come together as a community. And I guess, you know, you guys might think it's corny or whatnot, but this whole Hall of Fame has just really opened my eyes to where, you know, this is a huge opportunity. As far, you know, same long lines as MLG and opportunities like with EA and such. But it's just a huge eye-opener to where this can be really taken serious. We can be really taken serious. And just anything else is just, you know, you play Madden, you're a director, you know, you're a competitor. This is for us. You know, I mean, this is for all of us, and we just, you know, fuck all the other stuff. Sorry, T, but, you know, forget all the differences. You know, let's just all come together, and if you can support the directors, let's go. You know, guys, let's go. It's money. It's money on the line. We're trying to do as much as we can to bring this game into to bigger hypes. So, and that's what we want to do, and that's what I'm trying to do, and that's why I kind of lost my focus on, but. We're back now, and like I said, the Hall of Fame is definitely going to be big, and we're definitely happy to have Drama and just, you know, spread out the Big City love
you know, spread out the support.
Don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk.
All right, so thanks, Shaq. Now, I gotta do this, Paul, and hopefully you won't, you know, send me any nasty PMs later, you know. But everything you're saying sounds great. But let's rewind it a little bit. Now, you know, and I consider myself a fair guy. I gotta be fair. I'm a fair guy. There was some conversation months ago, and NJ Rod has a partner that lives in Ohio, and it was discussion on NJ Rod and King of the Couch going to Ohio. And frankly, Rod got ripped apart for that. You know, they thought he was going after you and trying to shut you down and trying to hurt you and all of that. Yeah, was he or wasn't he? He came in here and said no, he wasn't. And you know, that's where that was. Now, we all want one big happy community, but, you know, do you think that, yeah, Drama, who used to be partnered with Rod and used to be work with Rod, and Rod spent a lot of time with him, and Rod was, you know, Bobby will tell you, Rod, man, Rod talked about the brotherhood like there was no other crew out there. Do you think that even though you're saying all the right things, still underneath, man, that someone out there is going to say, wow, you know, we have tournaments going on in Jersey, and now Big City's partnering with Drama. Yeah, he's saying all the right things, but come on. Are you sure there's no bad blood left over? Are you sure this is just all for the community? Because it's going to be competition. I mean, it's the same area. It's the same neck of the woods. So it's going to be competition.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like Wendy's and McDonald's or Kmart and Walmart type of thing. But really, if you're asking if there's any more spiteful feelings for Rod, and that was one of my motives, absolutely not. It was just we had talked to Drama before this, and we just kind of wanted to see how he handled himself and see how he ran a couple of tournaments. And, you know, that was one of the reasons we figured, hey, you know, let's give him an opportunity. He kind of seemed like, you know, he needed a little bit of guidance. And, you know, even though he knows the game in and out and such, and we've seen that opportunity to open up one up there. And the other thing is we wanted to support some of the other tournaments, like Coach Chris or possibly NJ Rod or the LAB or whatnot. I don't really know the whole time frame between all you guys. But that was one of the things that I'm thinking, well, maybe we can send some guys out there to support Bobby and support Rod, if we can, you know, just, you know, kind of put things aside and support LAB so they can say, well, at least Big City's out here or showing some support that way. But again, to answer your question with NJ Rod, we've had some conversations about a month and a half ago. But, you know, Rod made some points on the phone. I think he felt like I made some points on the phone. And, you know, I've kind of reached out to him, and I think that he responded pretty positively on some of the short PMs and short texts that we talked. You know, I think that it's just in time, things will mend his wounds, and hopefully we can move forward from that. If the guys don't believe it or the community doesn't believe that, then that's I mean, everybody's prerogative, but you can definitely pull my bluff if you feel like that's I'm pulling my bluff. But that's, I mean, that's mainly our main focus. With anything is, is you want to forgive and forget. And we got to give Rod respect because the man's been doing it for, what, 6-7 years? No discredit. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but he's been doing this thing for 6-7 years. When I came into it, you know, I looked to Rod and the way he ran his, you know, tournaments such as T-Boy and such and things like that. And then I guess I, you know, some things I and this is my own personal problem, is sometimes I put people on a pedestal and I expect people to be perfect, and really they're not. Everybody's imperfect, and, you know, you get let down. And then, so, you know, coming back to reality, everybody makes mistakes. Rod's made mistakes. I make mistakes. You know, Bobby will say he makes mistakes. Just everybody knows that. So taking that into consideration, I mean, that's just kind of where we're at right now. Just I don't want to have anything wrong with, you know, with Rod or anybody up there. I would like to spread the love, you know, especially when we're all love Madden, you know, and, you know, I'm trying to stay at that level. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that answers some of your questions there, T.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. I appreciate it. And, no, that's clear. And, you know, again, I talk to you guys and I get, you know, but I also get a lot of questions off the air. I get emails and I get stuff, you know, from time to time. So I feel that sometimes, you know, when we leave stuff to the message board, sometimes it takes a life out on its own. And so if we can address it with the principals right here on the air, hey, people can play it back to their heart's content, and they can hear it straight out of the horse's mouth instead of words on a message board, which sometimes can get misconstrued.
Well, I mean, I personally made it public that I invited them, you know, all the directors. They also probably got emails from me too. Only a couple responded, but like I said, I'm putting my hand out there, and you know, if people have a problem with me, that's cool, you know, but you can't please everybody. You're always going to have enemies. It's unavoidable. But, I mean, the best thing you do is just try to treat people the best way you can be treated. But, you know, I apologize for my mistakes and mishaps or whatnot, and hopefully that'll be able to mend some wounds and we can move forward.
I think so. Now, Bobby, you has and I don't even know if you can share it, so if you know something and can't share it, I respect that, but, you know, I read a guy that is an MLG pro posted on the Madden Lab that he knew what MLG's plans were for Madden, which I found very hard to believe that he would know it. He didn't seem to be someone that would have that inside information. You know, is there anything that you might have gotten wind of that's shareable? That, because people are asking, and I got nothing. But you were in Miami. Maybe you got something that's shareable.
I mean, I did speak to some parties in reference to some things. I'm not just just kind of to really disclose anything that I actually heard, because I don't have anything in concrete either. But I mean, as soon as I know something for sure, I'll share with you guys and kind of open up some doors. But as of right now, I don't know of anything. Far as in the near future, like I said, there are some talks of some things, but as far as anything concrete at this time, there is nothing that I know of. So right until I hear anything else, of course I'll let the community first, you know, let you guys know, come on the boards or you come on the show, let you guys know. Right now there are some talks, but there's nothing in concrete as far as any off season moves. So, but of course, and you were talking about players board earlier. We originally had an early April date set for Players Bowl, and I know I was tentative because I know MLG usually has their event, and I think what's it, in Meadowlands, usually in April. For the last 2-3 years, Players Bowl fell on the same date as theirs. So I know my date, I was holding it, and I actually let it go. And I'm actually going to push Players Bowl back a little further because I got so many people calling and everything. I know Paul's event's in March. So I know a lot of guys trying. You know, we really want guys to come out and support the guys in Ohio and everything. So that way they won't be trying to go to Ohio in March and then turn around 3 weeks later, go to Players Bowl. So we'll probably push Players Bowl back a few weeks and then really try to make it big as I want to. I got a couple of surprises under my belt, and, you know, we're trying to lock down this guaranteed money because I know these guys really want that cash, so. We're trying to lock down some real big guaranteed money. So in order to do that, we like to cross our T's and dot our I's. So as soon as I know something in for sure, then we'll be coming out an announcement with that. So that's all I can really disclose right
stuff,
now,
huh?
As far as that.
It's like good stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to tell
everybody, you. Everybody go to Ohio, man. March. No excuse.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, I think that this could, you know, without knowing what MLG is going to do, and you guys heard it. I mean, you heard it from Bobby, who was just there with them in Miami. I know nothing, so don't even ask me because I don't know nothing. there is no news on the MLG front for Madden, and when there is, you know, we'll figure out a way to communicate it. Bobby will communicate it, and hopefully the Madden voice will be involved, or, you know, we'll figure out communication venues. But you got the big Hall of Fame tournament on March 13th in Ohio, And I can tell you now, the EAFL Renegades will be there, and Commissioner T will be there.
I got a word on that, too. T, I was going to tell everybody that I talked with the representative today with the Hall of Fame, and I guess they're really buying into this, and I guess they even had, like, a board meeting this past week about this this specific tournament. So they're going to revamp their website, and like I said, I know I touched on it earlier, but they're going to revamp the whole website and actually have this special page for this tournament, for the winner of this tournament. They're going to completely redo the whole a whole page for that winner. So that's going to be huge, man. Yeah, for anybody to put that on the resume is just that's a good opportunity for everybody. So yeah,
signature Ohio tournament.
Man,
you can't beat that, man.
Yeah,
that's hot,
awesome,
man. That's hot. You know, and I'll tell you, I think the big city tournament, it's far enough away from the finals where guys can take a little break from the game and then recharge their batteries and get ready for a great tournament. And then, you know, Players Bowl, be far enough away where guys can take another break. And again, not knowing what MLG is going to do, but leaving them to the side for the moment, and then Players Bowl, you know, Bobby will make the date convenient for everybody. But, you know, in my opinion, having been around for a few years myself now, you know, to end the Madden season with Players Bowl is kind of appropriate. It's kind of the way – it kind of makes you feel like that's just the way it's supposed to be. That's what we do. You know, when we're done with Players Bowl, it's kind of like, okay, you know, let's start looking at Madden 11 now or the next Madden game, and, you know, guys start to get away from the game and the weather's starting to get warm, and let's get to the beach and do the things we do. And so I think it's fitting. I think it's appropriate. You know, we know that no matter what MLG brings to the table – at least we have two more major tournaments to look forward to for this gaming year. And, you know, hats off to Paul doing just gigantic things over there with Big City, expanding the jersey, your new partnerships, guaranteed money, the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame, guys. If you can't get excited about that, I mean, I've never been there anyway. So now not only do you get to go to the Hall of Fame, but you get to go and play some Madden and be a part of this tournament. I mean, and get a web page if you win on the Hall of Fame, on the NFL Hall of Fame. Oh, and you're having to get some money too? Man, how can you not get up for that?
You guys got to see, they revamped the whole, and I just got pictures, he just sent me some pictures, they revamped the whole Madden side, dude, it's freaking sick. I mean, it's just, I mean, they made it like a living room, but just 10 times bigger. You got stainless steel Madden memorabilia, just TVs and a big old, like a U-shaped couch and like a big plasma right in the middle and just Madden stuff everywhere. It's awesome. But we feel like they said that we can use that for the championship game, but we feel like there's probably going to be more than 100-plus there, and it'll just be too crowded. But, I mean, we really think that that's where everybody's going to want their picture taken because just and it's right outside the NFL film room, too, so it's right there, so you'll be close to the action as well. But, yeah, I mean, you guys got to see it. It's awesome, man. It's awesome.
Man, that's just great. And then, you know, and then we get through, we're going to make that tournament a big, huge success, take a deep breath, and then, you know, still in my opinion, you know, hey, we love MLG. MLG's bringing a great presence to the Madden community. But like I said, you know, a couple of shows ago, I mean, there are times that you really want that, you know, you want that – well, you know, I mean, there's Ruth Chris and there's Morton's and you know, but sometimes you want to just go home and open up your grill and throw a T-bone on that grill, or sometimes you just want some down-home southern fried chicken with a grease splattering all on the stove and the flour, because I don't know how y'all, but you know, you dip it in the flour and the flour is caked up and it's some good chicken, you know, all that great, you know, sometimes you want that, you know what I mean? And we love MLG. MLG's doing, I mean, huge things. I'm not just saying that because I work with them. The tournaments are bar none as far as production value and what they bring. And we look forward to the next MLG Madden tournament, whether it's 2010 game or 2011, whatever they do. We will look forward to it, and we'll support that too. But we can't forget our roots. You know what I mean? We can't forget Mad Knights. I'm using Top's expression. That's a Topism, Mad Knights. We can't forget our roots and where we came from. And these regional tournaments, and particularly the favorite one, no disrespect to any of the tournament directors out there, Rod and T-Boy, all you guys doing big things, and Paul, of course. But Players Bowl is home, man. Players Bowl, when you get to Players Bowl and you see Bobby and Darnell and Kinslow and all the guys running around, everybody doing stuff, and you just know you're home. You just know, like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This is some crunchy fried chicken right here, you know. So we can't forget Players Bowl over the horizon. And I know Bobby, I've been talking with Bobby about Players Bowl for months. Bobby is real. I think MLG has really forced everybody to take a look at how they do business. And Bobby being the Madden Buddha and the master of tournaments, even it made Bobby Storm rethink and say, man, let me rethink this just a little bit. And I know Bobby's going to have something big coming up in the spring for you guys. And so hold on tight. You got big city, NFL Hall of Fame, money, web page, big stuff. And then we're going to turn around and we're going to go to Philly and we're going to do Players Bowl like it's never been done before.
Well, we got some tournaments definitely in between, T, that we can't forget. I know between Big City's tournament and when Players Bowl, I guess, does come out. We can't. I know GTP got a tournament at Tacony Billiards, actually next Saturday.
That's true. Yeah, Coach Chris with his big head. Coach Chris, but you know what, Coach Chris? You are my friend. Coach Chris is my friend. But he didn't call in, but we still going to plug him because he is my friend. I know
he's actually on his way to work. He's on his way to work. I talked to him earlier. But we got, like I said,
he was on the chat room. He was in the chat room, so I don't know. Yeah, matter of fact, he's still in the chat room. So, but I know he's got a tournament coming up. Now he's got one coming up on the 20th.
Yeah, we got one coming up on the 20th. And like I said, I know when Big Cities come out in March, and I said between March and whenever we do have Players Bowl, like I said, I know Drama's gonna be having one up in there somewhere, and I know I know Rod will probably have one up in there somewhere. So we're gonna have a lot of warm ups to get in there. But like I said, I got some things for Players Bowl that I want to come out, but I don't want to say nothing right now. Sweet. Until we lock things down. But don't forget the Crew v. Crew championships either. That Friday night, that's definitely locked in. I got at least 9 crews that's locking in this time. So we might be able to go to 16 instead of 8 for that Crew v. Crew championships the night before. So, like I said, when we make the announcement, we'll make the announcement for the Players Bowl as well as the Crew v. Crew information and lock all that in. So.
Oh, it's going to be hype. And no, I never want to leave out the local regional tournaments, the week-to-week tournaments. You know, I know that there's one on the 20th of February, and I know that you guys, GTP, is looking to do one in March, but you're trying to space it from Big Cities tournament. So it'll be sometime between Big Cities tournament and I guess Players Bowl or whatever else is going on. Drama was invited to come on the show tonight, but not sure what happened to him. But he had said he was going to come on the show, and
he asked me what time I was going to get on. But I was talking to Coach K, and we were saying something about Saturday. So then I just kind of told him that we'll probably jump on Saturday, and I think he said he's going to go play bowling or something like that. So that's probably where he's at now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, I think T-Boy got some joints coming up, too, because I know I talked to him about a few weeks ago, so I know he's definitely in there in the mix, because I know he got the mall thing jumping off big time now. So
I definitely he's starting his own club, too.
And LAB. I mean, guys, honestly, instead of me trying to remember all, you know, you got Harrisburg, you got LAB, you got Rod, you got Drama, you got Big City.
We got California still? I know I ain't been on the boards, but I'm in California.
Well, I know A1's doing something out there. But, you know, guys, if you go to the Mad Lab and you go to the tournament section, virtually every tournament out there gets advertised there. So go to the Mad Lab. Go to the tournament section. If it's not there, go to the general section. It'll be in one of those two sections.
Yeah, because we got a couple of directors in California now. Because I met a couple of guys when I was down Anaheim. So we got California jumping,
Yeah. So Okay. Everybody's got options. The whole community's got options just if they're willing to travel just a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hold on. We've got a call from Philly. Yeah, let me bring this guy on the phone. I believe we have the one and only my friend, my very good friend, I think this is Coach Chris.
You're my friend too, Kamish.
Hey, Coach Chris, I just want to say one thing. McNabb is still running from DeMarcus Ware. Okay, go ahead.
See, you gotta throw that in there, man.
You gonna start
off? What's up, Chris?
I'm ready. What's going on, Paul? How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Congrats,
man. How are you, dude?
Oh, man, just another day here in paradise, just getting the work situated, you know.
Chris,
but,
get your butt in Ohio, dude. What are you talking about? You don't know if you can come. Bob, get his butt down here, dude. We got to do that trash-talking thing he wanted to do.
You know, I am all about getting down at the Hall of Fame, but Bobby will tell you, my sister has a full scholarship for softball. And
yeah, no, yes, we do.
I am at all her games. Any games I can be at, I am there. So I need to see where she's at that weekend. I travel, like last year I went down to Florida, I went to South Dakota with her, I went to Maryland. So I got to see where she's at if I can go. So that's when it comes to my sister, that's the only thing I actually put above Madden is my family, especially my sister. And Bobby knows that. I've canceled on Bobby plenty of times because of my sister. Things got to happen. my friend, Mr. Madden Buddha. But you better believe I'm trying. I gotta check her schedule when it gets released. But if I can be there, you better believe I'm already off that weekend. It's guaranteed already off.
Yeah, guys, I mean, everybody, all the commissioners and the directors, like I said, you know, I'm just kind of make this vocal. What I'd like to do is if you could PM me or email me with if you're definitely going to be in, what we like to do is kind of have a director's table and maybe even have, like, your names in front of it. And that way everybody can kind of see the face, including you, Commish T, if you can make it or not. And that way everybody can come up, you know, shake your hand and talk and you know, just kind of, you know, see everybody and introduce everybody to each other. I'm sure everybody probably knows it, you know, but maybe sometimes some of the new guys or the people that don't know the face behind the name, you know what I mean? So
I just want to shake Coach Chris's hand. That's it. I just
Miami Vice.
I have to, man. With
you know?
With them Star Trek sunglasses that he wears.
Dude, Don Johnson.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, for everybody out there that's wondering, actually, Coach Chris is a cool dude and a good friend of mine, and we spent a lot of time in Orlando having a good time, and the funniest part about Orlando was the fact that he's a huge Eagles fan and I'm a huge Cowboys fan, and they played in the playoff game, so we know how that turned out. So we had a good time while we was down there. So I look forward to getting out to Philly. I can't go to Philly in February in a couple weeks because my brother is actually getting married on the 20th. So I will be in Atlanta watching him tie the knot, if you will. I was going to say something
else. Walk the plank.
Nah, I was going to say something else, but you know what? We're live. This is getting recorded, and I'm going to be nice. So I'm going to go down there. But hopefully the next one, March sometime, or you know, whether it's March or earlier, whenever Coach Chris does the next one, I'm going to try to get out there. And we're even possibly talking about doing a spot for the Madden Voice at his tournament, which I think would be great. So we're going to see if we can make that happen. So looking forward to that. Looking definitely planning to go to Big City. The EAFL Renegades are planning to be there in full effect as well, and just really just trying to improve overall. The Renegades are overall as a team not happy with the Orlando performance. So looking to make some noise out there in Ohio, and then hopefully roll that into Philly or you know, Coach Chris, or even Players Bowl. So we certainly, the EAFL brand is certainly alive and well, and you will definitely see us at your regional and your larger tournaments. So look for the as Top called us, the red shirt guys. Look for them. It should be good.
We've seen Coach K in that couple of the MLG video. He wasn't messing around.
Well, you know, you can take. You can take.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're my boy,
no,
man.
No. He's my boy too, and we've talked about it. But you know, it's like anything else. All right. There's a picture out there of Obama looking at a young girl's ass. Okay. There's a picture, and you can see the girl walking by, and the way the picture looks, Obama's looking at her ass. But when you see the video, when they show the whole video, he's not. He's not looking at her ass, but that picture makes it look that way. That is what I will say about the video of Coach K. Certainly, he got a little heated, but no one understands what preceded what you saw on video. And so I would just submit to the entire community, if you know Coach K, you know him as a very nice guy, a decent guy, passionate guy, but a really nice guy and 100% for this community. And, you know, for someone to take a snippet out of an entire episode and just show that piece. And if you know who did the video, then I don't even need to go this far. You know that that's what that person does. Is
the positive thing out of that, too, is you definitely want Coach K on your side. That's the biggest thing. I would be like, man, I want Coach K on my side, because if something goes down, excuse me, Coach K, get him, you know, something like that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's definitely what I thought. I'm like, man. I'm glad Coach K is there, because he just kind of neutralized whatever was going down. You can't really get the gist of what was happening, but you could definitely tell that Coach K is like the big grizzly bear of the EAFL, the guard and the security, and that's awesome. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, you know, let me put it to you this way. There are people in this community. They want to see this community grow. And certainly everyone on this phone fits into that category. And there are people in the community that are out for themselves. And I'll leave it at that. All right. Coach Chris, we didn't get the full thing on your tournament coming up on the 20th. You want to put that information out there for the community?
Yes. We're doing both systems, PS3 and 360. It's at our original location, which is the Tacony Billiards. The PS3 is a $45 entry, which is the normal entry we have at our tournaments. And the same payout structure is 16 guarantees, 500, 32 guarantees, 1,000, so forth and so on. The 360, it is actually only a $30 entry. That is the reason I actually made it a little bit smaller than the PS3 is I'm actually more of a PS3 guy than a 360, as Bobby already knows. I'm more of a big fan of PS3. So I would like to see the PS3 side grow than what the 360 already is. 360 already has the growth in there already. So I would like to have the more major the money at the PS3. This way, these guys want to get that major money at our tournament. The 360, actually, with me lowering that price, I've actually got certain PMs on the Madden Lab and on Ask Madden and other sites that are Madden Gurus, as well, of people asking about the 360 tournament because of I actually lowered the entry fee. And I couldn't believe the response that I got of that. And with that, 20 people guarantees, what did I put up there, 400, 40 people guarantees, 800. And with the turnout we get at our tournaments, what me and Bobby get at our tournaments, and with these new people, hopefully they do show up, we should be able to hit 40 people on 360. I am almost certain, because everyone that comes out that's going to play the PS3 side, they're all 360. Most of them are 360 players, so they're all. And at our tournaments here in Philly with me and Bobby, they show so much love when they come down. They jump on both systems, and I'm giving my credit to Bobby for me growing so fast and me getting such a good name. That I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Bobby, I wouldn't be as big as I am right now. I didn't expect to get this big at all. I was just doing this for the fun of it. And
do you remember our first conversation we had? Do you remember it? The first time you ever called me? I was in the airport. Yep, I was in the airport going to Dallas, and Coach Chris called me because he was asked to be on another radio show. And out of respect for the Madden voice and his relationship with Bobby and my relationship with Bobby, he called me and said, hey, I don't want to create any waves. But I've been asked to go on another show, and I'm just trying to promote my tournament, but I don't want to create any problems. And, of course, I said, hey, man, you know, promote your tournament, do your thing, appreciate the call. And then we talked a little bit about, you know, what was going on. And I told him that you partnered with the right guy. You know, there's a lot of people out here doing Madden. But as far as where you want to go and what you want to get done, and particularly in Philly, you know, because I go to Philly and I need something and I can't get no help. I just say I know Bobby Storm. I can get whatever I want, really, you know.
I can't even get help.
Yeah, you don't say Bobby Storm no more.
The president.
I created
you don't say
a
Bobby Storm
kit.
No more. You say Madden
right.
Buddha.
Madden Buddha, my bad.
Yeah.
I created a traffic jam when I was in Philly last time because I had a flat tire and I was trying to get someone to help, and they just kept whizzing by. I held up a sign. I'm friends with Bobby Storm. I created a traffic jam of all the people that were trying to pull over and help me out. They were like, I got to help you. Will you tell Bobby that I helped you, please? So, I mean, you are partnered with
real funny,
the right guy.
Bobby's like the president, man. And to get the guy's solid phone number is hard. It's like an obstacle, man. It's like, geez, what number is Bob's number?
I have every single one of Bobby's contacts.
Or sometimes you get a phone call from Bobby's phone and really it's not him. I'm like, wow.
See, Paul, you're big city. If you were GTP, you'd have those inside numbers, but you're a big city. So even though Bobby loves the community, only the certain people get those special numbers.
It's an inside joke because sometimes Bobby Storm's number will call my phone automatically somehow, and I'm like, oh, shoot, Bobby. So I hurry up and I'll jump out of the office just so I can take the call, and then I'll get on the call. I can hear Bob talking and just his phone in his pocket and hitting his keys or his chain. And I'm like, oh, man. So now when he calls, I answer him, hello?
That's funny.
That is funny.
Thing, real quick, T, while y'all talking about the different tournaments, I looked up some of the other tournaments for our guys. So you got LAB. It said important. Due to snow, we have moved the tournament back until February 13th. So LAB is throwing a tournament on February 13th. And who is it? T-Boy. I'm sorry. T-Boy is throwing his tournament on the 20th as well in Harrisburg at the mall. So that's the 20th of February. So that's going on the same day that the GTP one is going on.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
yeah.
Ron, for looking that up. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, and real quick, Chris, I need to make sure I get how are you going to run that? You're not going to have them going on at the same time? Because what I'm trying to do this year is to make sure I come out and start covering all these events. So from a coverage standpoint, will I have to identify this person's playing on PS3 or this one's on Xbox, or will they be done at different times?
You know what, Ron? How about me, you, and Bobby get together sometime later this week, and we'll go over everything with you. And if you can put some input into it, man, to help us out, then that's great. I take all ideas, man, especially from you.
All right.
Also, Kamish, I know Bobby really doesn't want me saying anything, but we have a potential new sponsor. I'm not going to say who or where, but we have a chance to actually move our location next season. If we have a good showing this tournament coming up, we have the option to actually have all our games, all our systems be put on 58-inch high-def TVs. You're looking at 10 58-inch high-def TVs. We will have the luxury to use. But, of course, we would actually need a good show. We had the sponsors are supposed to be making an appearance next Saturday to our tournament. Come check it out, see how everything's run. And if everything goes well, then next season, I can guarantee you the hottest spot right now is already our spot on the East Coast. I'm saying I might be biased, but I'm saying it anyway. I guarantee you this will take our tournaments to a whole new level. I mean, 100 times better than what our situation is now. I mean, there's player cams. You got the 58-inch high-def TVs with surround sound.
Wow.
So to all these fellas out there, you guys have an opportunity to step up our location. And if we step up our location, I guarantee you guys the money we give away now will be so much more next season.
That sounds good. I mean, and guys, I hope everyone hears, you know, if support is given to the tournament directors, then it opens, and it really ties right back into how we started off the show with Ron talking about opportunities for everybody. This, you know, with sponsorships and partnerships, this, we were talking about the players, but this also goes to the tournament directors. You know, I mean, this is a business, and if we can show some love to the tournament directors and get out to these tournaments and make them stand in room only, you know, then it opens up doors for them to be able to offer more. You know, you give, then they can give back. You give, and they can give back. So, absolutely. That's great news. I hope that next Saturday's tournament, I'm sorry that I can't be there because I really want to get down and see one of your tournaments, but I'm going to try to make it in March. So, but let's try to get people out, you know, to these tournaments, and let's show some love.
Yes. Yes.
Good stuff, Chris. Good stuff, man.
Appreciate that, Paul. Appreciate that. Fellas, I got to get back into the office. My overnight schedule just changed last week, so I'm now working overnights, and which actually gives me the ability to actually travel on Saturdays with the guys, with my crew. And I'm actually taking a couple people down to the LAB tournament. We have the LAB tournament this weekend that we're traveling to, my tournament next weekend, and then we're going up the Dramas tournament the following week. So with me changing my schedule, I get a chance to spend more time with the GTP crew members that, if they're listening, they just found out now. And, let me get back in the office, guys. I appreciate you having me on, Kamish. Bobby, Ron, Paul.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a good night, dude.
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Oh, man, this one's for Chris.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
You know, mafioso. All right. All right. Well, that was Coach Chris, and we're gonna do one more call, and we're gonna bring on Z Files from Madden Bible. Z Files, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Just made my night by remembering the number. That's awesome. It's classic.
I cannot tell a lie. I have a master list. I document every number and put a name next to it, and I made a spreadsheet so I know who calls in. That's what a good one. That's a tip. That's a tip that these other radio guys don't understand. They don't know how to do all that.
I'm glad to be on the glad to not be on the do not call list. So you gotta like that.
No, you're on the list means, you know, that's a good thing. So welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys? I just wanted to say it's great tournament talk. It's good to just get it all straightened out, and I'm pumped to finally get down to some more tournaments and see what it's all about. You know, I love the MLG event, and me and Gibbs definitely plan on being down there, and it's gonna be really good.
That's great. That's great. Now, you know, you've heard. Now, will you and any of your people be at either the Ohio tournament, the Hall of Fame, or the upcoming? We don't have a date yet, but we know Players Bowl is coming. You guys plan on traveling to some more tournaments? I saw you down in Orlando. Are you guys gonna, you know, do some more traveling?
Absolutely, we're gonna be heading out, and it's surprising because we have a lot of newer guys on the forums that, you know, they're not necessarily the high-level players that some of the other sites, but, you know, in playing with a few of them, they've really gotten into this, and they're definitely excited to go, and they say, do you mind if we say that we're from Madden Bible? And I said, you know, that's fine, guys. We're just looking to have a great time. And, I mean, hanging out with the EASL Renegades at MLG was amazing. Just S-Jack getting gifts back and just yelling at kids that were being clowns and just being inspired, you know, being able to shoot the stuff with Killa and Coach K and Bama, was giving everybody tips, and it was just great. So I think helping out those Madden Bible guys that are excited, and it just get them more interested in tournaments, and they all seem to really like to travel. So it's going to be no doubt a good showing, and I think this will be a great, great thing for the Madden community.
Now, let's bring everyone up to date. You and S. Gibbs have owned MaddenBible.com. You guys also do, arguably, might be the only live Madden TV broadcast available that gets streamed right on your site, and I also believe on Ustream. Tell everybody about it. I was a guest on there one night, and I had a great time, but tell everybody about that.
Absolutely. It's a great show. It streams every Thursday night from about 8:30 till 10:30. We take live calls through Skype and on cell phones, and we give out live tips. And if you post in a mailbag question, we'll answer that for you. And just try and help people if they're having trouble. They can see. We put the game up on the TV. We have a professional TV studio in my town that I work for. So the quality is very, very good. It's not just we have three camera switcher and stuff like that. And then we've lately been doing this thing called the Game of the Week. And fortunately, Coach Chris, he hooked us up with Mr. 610 from GTP. So he'll be the next opponent for S. Gibbs on Thursday night on the Game of the Week. Last week, S. Gibbs won in a rematch. He dressed up in a suit because he was all business. I dressed up in a referee outfit, full outfit, whistle, hat, flags. And we just had a good time. And I think people, you know, like that. But I think this Mr. 610 match from GTP, I think it's just going to be a great battle. And if you know anything about Madden, you're going to love it.
Hey Bobby, you hear that? One of your peoples, man, is
yeah, we had talked about it a couple of days ago. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
About, yeah, we know what's coming down the pipe.
Okay. And this is this Thursday.
Yeah. This week in Madden's the name of the show. It's Twin for short. This will be show number 21, and we're gonna actually do a Madden Mythbusters segment where, you know how, like, guys will take. On the kickoff, they'll click off the guy, run him back, and then let the computer run him forward. Well, you've done some tests in the lab to find out if that's a myth. Does that actually help you, or does it hurt you? What's the fastest heat in the game? Does it help, you know, what helps and hurts you? So kind of like Mythbusters does their show, there's a lot of little Madden things that people do specifically. Some people like the squib, you know, what's the longest possible field goal you could hit. A lot of fun little things like that that people have questions about. So it's just another segment to our show, and some people really enjoy it, but the Game of the Week, I just rag on S. Gibbs because we send out Madden Bible t-shirts if he loses, and I love to see him try and use the mail system, so I just sit there and just tee off on S. Gibbs, and he takes it very, very well. Big win last week, and just a lot of fun, as I mentioned.
Well, sounds good. Everybody check out, go to MaddenBible.com for more information. Check out, like I said, I've seen the show a couple of times, and I mean, heck, I don't even listen to my own show, so I don't listen to them all, but I did check it out a couple of times. I think they're doing a good job over there. Very, very impressive production. So, you know, just another facet to this community, and certainly I think that there's room for collaborations and growth there with these guys, so keep that in mind. We're going to take one last call because I think I know who this is. Calling from a 610 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up, guys? 610.
What's going on? Kind of thought it was
hey,
you.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to say good show, and definitely looking forward to, first of all, Big City Hall of Fame, and second of all, my game with S. Gibbs on Thursday. They have a great show over there, Madden Bible.
Sweet.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
so
it's going to be great.
Now, you do know, Mr. 610, that S. Gibbs has kind of grown with the EAFL. Now, there's some politicking going on behind the scenes that I'm not a part of because there actually is a commissioner of the EAFL Renegades, and it's not me.
I already heard this today.
And so, I'm not really sure that the whole thing there, but, you know, he's on his way to being a Renegade if he's not already there. So you got this guy who's been in the league quite a while and that's successful.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and you know, certainly you're GTP, and you know I've seen you play, and you know you got a good game. You know, how do you like your chances going up again? I mean, S. Gibbs did great down in Orlando. How do you like your chances?
Well, I went 2-2 in Orlando. So the thing is, like, S. Gibbs knows, like, I respect the hell out of him. Like, I've hit him up for tips, and like we've talked before, and I'm perfectly cool with him. But I like my chances a lot in that game, actually.
Okay. Okay.
Hey,
what size
T-shirt do you wear? Because I'll get the mailing label ready. I'll be ready
to send
it out
now.
S. Gibbs in big games. Just remind them. I mean, if you want to call and we can talk during the game. I'll patch you in, and I'll put you right in Eskif's head because it's very easy to get in there. His ears, you can just channel it in, all that energy, hit him with some negative talk. It's classic.
I've been playing Striker from Ask Madden, and he runs the goal line defense, so I'm pretty sure I have the recipe for that. He might pull out the 4-4 on me. I don't know, so I guess we'll see.
You already know about the 4-4? Oh, man, I tell you what.
I'm scouting. I'm doing my job.
He came over. He streams his games on Sunday, and he was running this new little scheme that I hope you didn't catch. But, I mean, he started out, and he was running this 4-4 he switched to, and kids were playing 35-7 at half. Unreal.
I know his balance scheme, and actually – I had inside information on a new offensive playbook he's looking into, so I'll be ready.
Uh-oh.
All right.
How about it's going to be great. It's going to be a great matchup.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Let me joke. We don't want to give everything away. We want to certainly
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. We want to allow people to actually go check it out. So guys, make sure, you know, check out the game Thursday night. Check out MaddenBible.com for more. Z Farls, S Gibbs doing big stuff over there. We got Mr. 610, hard hitter over it with GTP. Bobby Storm still with us. Philly Ron, of course. And you know, I just want to say as we wrap up the show, you know, the Madden Voice. We've just hit our 70th show, and I sat back and I said, you know, the EAFL brand is closing in on a 50-year anniversary soon, 2-year anniversary for the radio show, and so much to be proud of. And I said, who can I thank? You know, who can I thank? You know, and I thank so many people all the time. Bobby knows how I feel about him. He's a brother from another mother, and there's so many good people in the Mad community. Ron and Top and the Ballers and Gambino and Duke doing it big over at the Mad Lab. I'd like to think I buried the hatchet with Captain Howdy. Ask Madden's coming up in the world doing their thing. You got VG Sports and, you know, so many partners, Madden Bible Now, and there's just so many partners and affiliates, Major League Gaming. And I sat back with all of these people that we've worked with over the years, and I'm like, who can I thank? Because we have so much to be thankful for, the EAFL, the Madden Voice and the brand. And, you know, I'm going to thank someone that I probably haven't thanked publicly. I'm going to thank a guy over at Virtual Sports Network, goes by the name of Rush. I'm going to thank Rush. If you don't know Rush, Rush used to be part of Sports Gamer. And Rush was the guy who actually invited us to come over to Sports Gamer and start our forums over there. Sports Gamer at the time was the largest gaming forums, larger than Lab, larger than VG, larger than Operating Sports. At the time, they were the largest. And we were invited to not only be a part of them, but to have our own dedicated forums on their site. And I really think that a lot of what we were able to enjoy today started from that one move that we made, you know, which was a risk for us because we had our own forums. And then thus we segued into joining Duke and Gambino over at the Madden Lab, and, you know, the rest is history. So I just want to take a minute and publicly thank Rush for spotting us and seeing something in us that a lot of people didn't see and allowing us to grow and become a viable part of this community and to give to this community everything that we can, along with everybody else that we've mentioned, to just try to keep this thing going, keep this train going. So I want to publicly on the air, probably the first time I've ever done so, thank him for everything that he did to get us going way back about 2.5 years ago. So thank you, Rush. So with that said, I want to
one more thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that, guys, get ready in the next coming weeks. K-Star is going to release one of the best offensive e-books I've ever seen. So just get ready on Ask Madden. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. They pay you for that? Because, you know, sometimes guys got to come up, cut some checks for these plugs, man. Did they pay you for that?
I'm on staff now. And K-Star, best offense I've seen this year, and he's releasing an all-out e-book. Going to be out
okay, you're all right. So you're on staff. Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay. All right. So check out K-Star's ebook. He'll be released soon. And now, you know, here's the problem with saying that it's one of the best ever. K-Star didn't really have the greatest year this year, and I love K-Star.
Yeah,
I
do.
I love K-Star. I think he's a great guy, and he was a former co-host on this show, and I love the guy. I think he's a great person. But, you know, when you're selling a product, you got to kind of have – I mean, this was not – he had a great 09, but his 10 wasn't really much to speak of. So
ask anybody that beat him. They just milked him. He couldn't stop him.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, you know what?
You want a D, baby?
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? When the book, you know, I'll give him a shout out. I got his number, and maybe we'll get him on the show to talk about it and see if it's something that's really a good product. Because certainly, I have a lot of respect for K-Star overall, and his history in the game is beyond reproach. The guy's got great history in the game, so you know, I give him the benefit of the doubt. But you know, I got to poke fun at him because that's what I do. That's what commissioners
do. Oh,
no,
I got it.
You know, that's what I got to do. All right. So, guys, we're going to be signing off now. I want to thank everybody for coming on. Philly Ron over there with VG Sports and also the Blogmaster with MLG. We've got Paul, Big City Tournaments. Check him out. We've got Little Man. We've got Z Falls. I want to thank Los, of course, Problem, the Champ. And Big Game James, everybody for coming on, and of course Coach Chris. But of course, I got to thank my brother from another mother, Madden Buddha himself, Bobby Storm, for making time to come on to Madden Voice and get us pumped. You know, as we know, Players Bowl is, we can see it over the horizon. You know, it's kind of like Japan; you can see it, the rising sun over the horizon. We're looking forward to it. So for everybody. We want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for coming out. And I'm not sure when we'll be back on the air. We don't want to just do a show just to do a show. We want to do a show when it's something relevant. If anybody has any ideas for content that we can do on the show, feel free to hit me up on Facebook, Terrence Floyd. That's my name on Facebook. Catch me on the Madden Lab, EAFL Commission on the Madden Lab. You know, plenty of ways to reach me if you have any ideas. Or, hey, you want to come on and be a co-host? Come on, let me know what you want to do. We'll have you on the show. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for being part of the show. And just remember one thing. To join the EAFL, EAFLMadden.com, because in the EAFL, all feuds are settled on the field. Everybody have a good night.